present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Random Oddities. Tonight I'm going to be talking about sheep. The lovely, furry, woolly, cute little animals. It's like kind of surprising how many superstitions revolve around just the most random animal that you wouldn't think would have any kind of superstition attached to it, but hey, here we are. So, there are a number of superstitions associated with sheep which are described elsewhere, but to these should be added the widely held conviction that it is lucky to meet a flock of sheep when on a journey, even though they may hold you up for a while. The reason for attaching luck to this site probably dates back to the times when people lived in scattered settlements without any real communication between one another, so that when a shepherd came into view of a village, the people could be sure of meat for their tables. Surely a good sign. Which, you know, you can also equate this to seeing a bunch of cows on the road as being a sign of good luck as well. Many old shepherds throughout Europe carry a small bone from the head of a sheep in their pockets, as they believe this to be a harbinger of good luck. And a lot of these men also cling to an old tradition that on Christmas morning, sheep bow three times to the east. This is obviously an association with the Christian idea of the Lamb of God, and accounts for the general good luck accorded to sheep. Some shepherds even continue to be buried with a tuft of wool in their coffins, so that on Judgment Day they may be excused attendance before God because no shepherd would leave his flock. Sheep are also said to be weather omens, and when they lie down on grass, it's going to be fine. No rain, no nothing. But if they bleat loudly and wander about, then a storm is on its way. I don't know about any of that, but I do know that in Romania, yes, I am talking about Romania again because I love it, driving down just any random street, you are most certainly guaranteed to run into a flock of sheep walking about the road, or goats, or even cows. And the cows don't like strangers because I tried to pet all of them and none of them would even, you know, give me the time of day. They all kind of just looked at me like I was stupid. Kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. And now for our fun saying. And it is rest on your laurels, which means being satisfied with past success to the point of laziness. Laurel leaves were closely associated with the Greek god Apollo, who is often depicted wearing a crown of them. As such, the plant became a symbol of achievement. Victorious generals and athletes were gifted wreaths of laurels after their triumphs, at which point they were able to rest on their laurels. See, that's... this one's kind of weird, because if it means being satisfied with past success to the point of laziness, that kind of seems like an insult to say that you're resting on your laurels, but the origination makes it sound like it's a great triumph. I don't know, I'm really confused. This one baffles me just a bit. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.